I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Noli in the studio as always, and great to be here with you again, Dirtbags, for another week, another episode. And thanks for following, as we always say, and being a part of the nation. We love it. So, you know what? 2 weeks in the books, Nolan, Dirtbags. For me personally, two exciting weeks. You know, I'm seeing a bit of everything that you expect early on in the early goings of the MLB season and stuff. But for me, it's been a lot of fun to watch it. And I hope if you're a player, a parent, and a coach out there watching it, I mean, obviously just a fan as well, especially if you're on the amateur side of things, you can pick up so much stuff of what's happening right now. And I think really, Nolan and I have talked about it a lot, and it's a big part of the game that sometimes gets missed and forgotten about at the amateur level, because we see the pros playing it and the way they're playing it, and that's the fun. Just watching the different teams, seeing the new initiatives that, you know, Nolan and I will touch on tonight, I'm sure at some point during the show, to the excitement, to the post-game celebrations, to the home run celebrations, to the big strikeout celebrations and everything in between. So, you know, there's certainly some, you know, sad news for your O'Neill Cruz or whatever that we'll touch base on. That's tough for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but overall, a lot of really good, exciting stuff that we're going to be touching base on tonight. So, you know what? Like I said, it's great to have you back with us. And before we get going there, as we always have to do, we want to make sure we do a great big shout out for the boys over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid, the Rip Grip Pro. Get you in, stand on the ball, whether it's on the outside, whether it's up the middle, whether it's on the inside. It's such a subtle little hitting training device, but makes such a huge impact on your overall development. It's unbelievable. So be sure to check them out at ripgrippro.com. If you're looking for any Dirtbag merch, you're looking for the rope trainer, hey, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. That's dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll get you hooked up and we'll get you ready to roll and moving forward on those, on the merch or the rope trainer, our favorite throwing training aid that, just like John Smoltz says, right? Everybody from little leaguers to the pros should have one. And we wholeheartedly, if it's not in your bag, it needs to be in your bag, because it's a difference maker. It's a game changer. There's no question about it. So, you know what? We're going to be right back here, Dirtbags. We're ready to get fired up with it. So go ahead, get settled in, get your favorite drink, your favorite listening device, your partner, however you like to listen to us. Sit back and enjoy, and we're going to be right back here after the break.
Scott for Scott's here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Getting a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and Zero Sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before Nolan gets rolling with his right off the top subjects, I do want to apologize. Again, remember, I am over in France doing the training, and so it is a long distance connection with Nolan back in the studio at home. And so if it does sound crackly, a little bit tinny, we apologize about that. But nonetheless, we're going to do our best that we always can, and that's what you're expected, and that's what we want to provide to you. So again, send in your comments to us. Let us know how we're doing, and we'd love to hear from you every single day. So, Noli, you ready to get a little fired up tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's almost been too many injuries over the past week to really get overly fired up. But I mean, we can give it a shot here. So, starting out, I mean, obviously, Kirk mentioned it. O'Neal Cruz, broken foot, out 4 months, presumably. That one sucks. Obviously, it was a play at the plate. I don't know necessarily if he slid late or if the Zavala just kind of landed wrong on O'Neal Cruz. Like, it was a little bit of both way thing. Obviously, the bench is clear. You see O'Neal Cruz down on the ground. He's in pain. But yeah, diagnosis the next day, out 4 months, need some surgery just to clean it all up. Then you got Adam Duvall, Mr. AL Player of the Week from this past week. Obviously, he fractures his left wrist going into the wall in Detroit, so he'll be out at least 6 to 8 weeks. There's actually quite a few guys going on the IL with anxiety. Daniel Bard was obviously the first player this year to be placed on the IL with anxiety. I mean, I don't know if that was coming off of his disastrous World Baseball Classic finale that he had or what exactly is going on, but I mean, either way, it's good for him. And then, you see Austin Meadows this past week. He went on the IL with it.
And I just want to touch base on those types of things with you, Nolan, and stuff like that. Obviously, the guys are starting to get comfortable, and it's not so much that they're comfortable, their bags, but they're certainly aware. And it's great to see that these teams are supporting that and not, to me, keeping that old school mentality of, you know what, suck it up, get over it, let's move forward, let's drive on. They're, to me, it's a sign that they're recognizing it and they're appreciating that it's a real issue. And sometimes just players have to go through that stuff, right? You know, you talk about it, we talk about it, right? Nolan, all the time with each other, but we also talk about it with the players. I'm talking all the time over here in France with guys. Exactly right. If you don't get your mind right, it's not in a good place. It affects everything you do on the field, off the field, in your day-to-day life. It's not just temporary or momentarily a thing that affects you positively or negatively. It's something that's real and it's there, right? And absolutely, the anxiety gets going, the breathing gets going faster, the mind speeds up, and you just can't be in control and be comfortable. So I just wanted to touch in on that and just say, you know what, hats off to those clubs that are recognizing it and being stepping up and supporting their players in it. So, because it's tough to see those types of things. If you've never had any issues with that type of stuff, you can't get your head wrapped around it, so to speak. But if you have, and you're out there, you know what, you're not alone. You're not alone out there. So it's coming and it's moving forward. And what we do is a big part of that as well. We do, because that's why we want that mindset, so you are in a great place at all times when you're on a field. So I just wanted to plug that in there, Nolan. I apologize for cutting you off, but I think it's a really important thing to be talking about, especially now that you're seeing major league players taking some time away from the game to get themselves situated in a better place, I guess is the best way of putting it.
Yeah. So then, you got Tim Anderson. He's out 2 to 4 weeks with a sprained left knee. Joey Gallo, IL, intercostal strain, and he was off to a fantastic start with them. Brandon Woodruff, IL, shoulder inflammation. Jake Odorizzi, shoulder surgery done for the year. Ian Anderson, Tommy John surgery done for the year. Bunch of other guys with some minor stuff. But, yeah, I mean, obviously that's a pretty tough week to start out, basically. You're coming right back. You got everybody back and rolling at home now. Second week of the year, and yeah, there's already tons of injuries. Oh, Herman Marquez, sorry, I guess that one just happened as well. Forearm inflammation. And he was pitching a gem against the Cardinals too.
So, he was.
So that one kind of...
He's off to a good start
sucks.
Again.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So you hope and you're right. You're seeing all these... You're seeing some of these, well, those ones that you were talking about obviously are going to be a little longer term injuries, stints on the IL or whatever, but you're certainly seeing a ton of little nagging injuries as well and recurring injuries on some of the players, right? Yan Moncada came back and looked good coming out of the WBC, but he's got lower back issues right now that's kind of day to day. I see where Boston has. The new Japanese player there with
Yoshida.
Yoshida, and he's just looking a little bit day to day. But a lot of those hamstring issues, right, and those leg issues that you see early on in the cold weather, and you make that sudden move for a ball or whatever it is, or you're running and it's a solid movement. It hasn't been warm yet, right? It's been cold, and there's just a lot of little nagging injuries that are going to be around until what? Probably about the second week of May, the way it looks. It doesn't look like it's going to crank up the heat up north anyways, for sure, anytime too soon.
And yeah, just the last piece of injury news. Now, this isn't to a player. This is to an umpire. This was a bit of a scary sight in the Guardians and Yankees game that happened today. Basically, an errant throw from Andrés Giménez hit Larry Vanover, who was the second base umpire, in the side of the head. Knocked him down for a few seconds. He got up, obviously got off the field under his own power. But yeah, basically the game just continued with a 3-man crew. Obviously you don't like to see stuff like that where an umpire gets hit, especially since they're not in the way of a play necessarily. That's one that, yeah, that just sucks.
Yeah, without question, man. Holy cow. You're not always going to see that when you go to the yard or whatever, but, that guy's going to have a bit of a headache tonight, I would think. So good for him. That's great news, though, Nolan, that he was able to get off the field and especially under his own power and stuff like that. You never want to see that in that game. But again, that's how quick it happens, right? It's not just at the MLB level. It's at all levels or whatever. I've seen some crazy stuff with umpires over the years, and I'm sure you have as well, Dirtbags. So, Noli, you got any good news for us?
not so good news for Jays fans, but at the same time, it's also kind of entertaining news. Basically, the Jays and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. have had contract talks. Right now, they couldn't bridge the gap on a possible contract extension, but I mean, they're still working on trying to get that all figured out. On the other hand, the Chicago Cubs, 3-year, $61 million contract extension with Ian Happ, obviously locks up one of their last remaining players from the World Series years. He obviously has kind of been patrolling center field or one of the outfield positions for most of the past few years after basically the experiment to him trying to become a middle infielder never really panned out at the major league level, especially with them having Nico Horner and Dansby Swanson now filling up shortstop and second base. Ian Happ, he's done an admirable job, though, out in the outfield for the past couple of years. Obviously, he's not a guy that really necessarily has raked throughout his career, but this year he's off to a hot start, hitting .314, .467 on base, and a .514 slug. One bomb, four doubles, six RBIs, 10 walks, and 45 plate appearances.
Yeah, he's not Brandon Lowe of the Tampa Bay Rays by any stretch of the imagination, but boy, he reminds me a lot of a guy like that. He quietly goes about it and has really nice seasons. That's a great contract for him. I think it's a great contract for the Cubbies too. 3 years, nice and subtle, good money on it. That's a good one. I like that one. I really like that one.
Yeah, and then, I mean, obviously, you kind of touched on the Rays. Last week, we didn't give them credit where credit's due. This week, you got to tip your cap, man. I mean, they're staying hot. Like, I don't know what else to say about it. It's just, it's the most impressive thing right now going in baseball. Their pitchers are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, shoving. Their hitters are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, winning by 4+ runs basically every game. Putting up 6 spots, it seems like, every night minimum. It's like, holy man, they can't do anything wrong right now. But we'll be back to talk about them more after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And Nolan, we were just talking about the Tampa Bay Rays before the break. And I mean, they're on fire. You talk about a red hot team. They're red hot. They're doing it. Pitching, they're doing it. Offense, they're setting records across, well, the legacy of baseball. Like, boy, did they look good right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those teams that every cylinder they're clicking. I mean, you talked about it prior to the season a couple weeks ago about Wander Franco having to step up and be possibly that MVP for the Tampa Bay Rays. And I mean, so far to this point, he's looked like the former number one overall prospect that everybody was kind of expecting him to be. Brandon Lau, like you said, I mean, he's a guy that's just absolutely torn the cover off of the baseball in clutch situations. Obviously, the pitching staff, you can talk about literally every single one of those guys, and you can't go wrong about which guy has been the ace so far. Like, every single dude there has been impressive. And, I mean, obviously, now you get Zach Eflin getting injured and Taj Bradley, their number one overall prospect, coming in to fill his shoes. Like, I'm expecting him to just kind of pick up where every single one of those guys have left off, obviously, with the way that the Tampa Bay Rays have rolled out young kids coming up over the past few years. Jeffrey Springs, I mean, he was a guy early in the offseason where they signed him to that long-term extension, and he's been incredible. Shane McClanahan, obviously, he's doing what kind of everybody has expected him to do. I think you could just go up and down that entire lineup and be like, okay, this is a Tampa Bay Rays team. I still don't know half of these players, and yet they're 11-0, 12-0.
Yeah, and I mean, and even though you don't know most of the players or whatever, you're starting to know them, right? Because at some point, you just got to give credit where credit is due. It's funny. I woke up this morning thinking about them, and I was like, God, I hope with that rehabilitation, it's not a rehabilitation project they're trying to do down there in Tampa or whatever, and that revitalization project going, if they could somehow do one of those retractable roofs or whatever in that, because that's a team that you've got to build a stadium around, some excitement, because like they're just doing it. They just are going out and doing it. Like, man, they get players that are good to become better or great. They lose a player, they fill it in. It doesn't matter right now. Man, they are good. And you just have to give credit where credit's due sometimes. So that is one hot team. And if you're not paying attention, Dirtbags, you need to be paying attention to them, because holy cow, there's some players down there. There's some players out there. So get to know their names if you don't know them.
Now, obviously, this is something that we got talking about a little bit in the off season about possibility of expansion cities. Now, I heard this one today, and this was pretty interesting. Basically, Salt Lake City is in talks for possibly becoming one of the extension cities if a MLB expansion teams starts to come to fruition. Obviously, I mean, there's been talks about that over the past couple of years. Nashville has been a hotbed. Everybody's talking about Oakland possibly moving down to Las Vegas. Obviously, they've had talks there. Salt Lake City, though, I mean, it's going to be interesting because obviously you got the Utah Jazz, super high elevation and everything like that. So they'd be basically on par with Colorado, if not higher elevation there in Salt Lake City. But basically it's backed by the former owner of the Utah Jazz, Gail. I'm drawing a blank on the last name, but either way, so it's Gail and then another couple of people that have formed this group, basically trying to purchase a team and obviously bring them into Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I mean, a great location, right? There's no conflicting interests there. There's nothing about that. It's a nice area. Been lucky enough to be out there a couple of winters ago, traveling around, and just beautiful country out there. Beautiful sight lines. I can just imagine what they could create or whatever. Sure, you get the high elevation that you talked about, Nolan, and that, but you know what? Everybody's talked about it with the Rockies forever, but I'd never want to see Colorado lose a team, and I don't think they're going to lose the team ever. But you know what? It's beautiful. Beautiful to watch the game on TV. Beautiful to watch it live. Utah would be the same thing. So that's exciting. That's exciting. That's an area where, you know what? I'm glad they put their foot forward. I'm glad they announced it vocally. And, hey, put it out there and see what happens with it, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I think eventually it'll happen. Like, it just seems like an inevitability that there will become an expansion. Well, obviously a couple of expansion teams. Oakland needs to figure out their situation. Realistically, you can't put Las Vegas down as an expansion city just because it sounds like Las Vegas will be one of the cities that eventually one of these teams will end up moving to. And obviously Las Vegas has become a major hotbed for professional sports and everything like that. Las Vegas Golden Knights, they were the first team to go down there, establish their foot. And I mean, obviously their crowds were basically selling out every night, whether it be actual fans of the team or just people that happen to be in Las Vegas at that point in time. Obviously you get the Las Vegas Raiders now, Oakland moving there. So, I mean, you're looking at it too, like Oakland, what was it earlier this week? They were the first team to have under 10,000 fans at a game. And it was what, 3,000 fans or something like that. Like, between Oakland and Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, on a Tuesday night, like you can't do that, right? Like 3,000 fans. It's like, come on, man. And even last year, right, their average attendance was under 10,000 fans. Like, everybody knows that stadium's beat up. It's time, as much as no one likes to say it, like, it is time to just get them out of Oakland. So I don't know.
And if you're an Athletics fan out there listening or whatever, and we apologize, but boy, it's got to be tough for you right now. It's got to be tough for you, man. We're watching them get off to the start of their season or whatever, and it's pretty much what you expected, right? It's a tough, tough, tough sledding. It is tough. I mean, Kotze as manager or whatever, you got to be sitting there going, holy cow, man, this is a tough hill to climb up, because, you know, good guys, good players and stuff like that, but it's just, that's tough to go to the yard and play in front of less than 10,000 fans, right? You hear the players. You hear the players, and we just saw the WBC, right? How fans, it's crazy. Again, you can't analyze and quantitate what fans bring to the number of wins overall during a season, postseason. But boy, it sure electrifies a game when it's your home crowd. It sure, I sit there and I think about Arizona. They're off, they're leading the West right now or whatever. And every one of their players just sitting there going, when they had the Dodgers, for example, there last weekend. And it was like, finally, for the first time in about 3 or 4 years, we had our fans booing the Dodgers. Before, it was more Dodgers fans that would show up to watch in Arizona. You know, so crowds do impact. Crowds are why the players play, right? The home crowd is why they play.
Oh, yeah. No, a home crowd gets you fired up. Like, even that, you're watching European sports and stuff like that. Like you said about the World Baseball Classic, obviously, those island countries, they go nuts. But, like, you're over in France right now. And, like, if you went to a soccer game, let's just say, over there, like, those fans, from the second that the match starts until the second the match is done, they're screaming their heads off, they're cheering, they're doing crazy stuff, right? Like, and it seems like, I mean, obviously, we talked about it a little bit there a couple weeks ago on the podcast, like, when Braden was on with us, but it seems like just everywhere else around the world, the fan bases are so much louder and so much more prevalent than it is in North American sports, but at the same time, like you said, I mean, playoff atmosphere, you know that those fans get rocking. Like, fans in Philadelphia, I mean, that's why last year, like, while the playoffs was going on, we were talking about it during those episodes, just saying, like, man, Philadelphia sports is just different because those fans are nuts. Like, they're more like European style. They go freaking nuts from the second the game starts until the game ends. Like, it's impressive to watch, man. I actually love watching their sports teams and stuff just because of their fan bases. So when you see stuff like that with the Oakland Athletics, it's like, why, you're not even excited to watch the game knowing, okay, there's what, 3,000 fans. The announcers even sound down when they're trying to broadcast the game. Because even when a player hits a home run, like, no one gets excited about it.
Let me ask you this. I mean, Toronto just had their home opener last night. So obviously, dirtbags were in the Toronto region when we're all at home. No one's at home right now. What was that like to watch that? They got the new stadium, the new dimensions, the new heights and the differences. Kevin Kiermaier goes up and robs a home run in the first game, hits a home run in the first game. What was that like when you're there?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's one of those things where you're just sitting there and you're like, man, this is just nuts. Like, this is the way it should be, every single home game type of deal. And I get it. It obviously can't be that way for whatever sort of restrictions, whether it be an early game during a school week or something like that, where the kids can't get out and the parents obviously have to do work and whatnot. But like, if you have those later time games and everything, like 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock games, there's basically no reason why stadiums shouldn't at least have 30,000 fans at each game. Like,
well, you're 100% right, because where I am, in it's called La Rochelle, France, and we're a rugby town. It's a rugby town where I'm coaching baseball and that right now. And we just had the players out with us playing, learning baseball and that. And the number one team. And this team is the European champions from last year. And they were playing the quarterfinal games on Sunday here. And it's a 16,000 seat stadium. They designed it that way. They kept it that way because they wanted the noise loud and electrifying. I've been lucky enough to slide over there and go to it and talk with the head coach. And it was unbelievable. I just laughed the whole time that you could just feel the energy. Even though I don't know rugby, it was just electrifying to be a part of it and stuff like that. And it was phenomenal. And then so to be able to have them last Friday on the field with us and learning baseball and letting us talk to them about that. And then I had a conversation with them and that, and just talk to them about, you know, the opportunity to play every day and stuff like that and leave it on the field. And it was an honor to be able to have them there. And these are European champions, but you could just feel their excitement for the game and their energy just was there. They knew what they were playing for. And that's what we're talking about, right, Nolan? It's, you know, and you know, dirtbags too, if you've ever been in that environment. It changes the way you play. It really does. It affects. When you're a good team, man, you want to play your very, very, very best for your fans. Always.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to talk about fans. Like, number one fan, in my opinion, is the Bleacher Creatures in New York. Those dudes get everybody going. And that's exactly the way that it should be. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, to answer your curtain call questions.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash, maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Noli, got our Florida Marlin fans coming in. Got them going. Got them rolling. And you know who they're asking about? Mr. Reyes. Wow. Hits for the cycle last night. How excited are they down in Florida with that guy? You knew he could hit. You knew he could hit. And he's gone down there. What's the value on bringing him into that lineup for those other guys?
Well, I mean, it allowed Jazz Chisholm to slide out to center field, gives him a more complete lineup. Obviously, I mean, hey, no matter what you kind of look at it, Pablo Lopez has had a great start, too, for Minnesota. So it seems like so far it's been a win-win for both teams. But, like, end of the day, I mean, Luis Arraez, he's just brought in that energy and everything like that. Obviously, he's been hitting primarily between leadoff and the three-hole for the Marlins so far this year. But, I mean, you're looking at it, and, like, the Miami Marlins, man, they got a good freaking player. Like, he is just a fantastic player right now. And, like, that's exactly the way that it should be, right? When you're making that move in the offseason to go out there and get a guy that you want to get, and especially giving up a pitcher of Pablo's quality, like, Luis Arraez has answered the bell and then some.
Yeah, great trade for them, right? They've got a depth of pitching that we always talk about or whatever, and you hit the nail on the head as far as I'm concerned. That's a great baseball trade. Great for Minnesota. It's paying dividends for them. Great for Miami, paying dividends from them in the early goings. Great job. Exciting to see. Great for baseball. Baltimore Oriole fan sending it in to us, Nolan. What, with all the celebrations, they just pulled it out the other night, the Homer Hose. If you haven't heard about it, Dirtbags, look it up for sure. They're calling it the Homer Hose. What are your thoughts on that one? I love it, Nolan. I laugh when I saw it. I was breaking up, man. I flat out love it. What's your thoughts?
Well, the best part about it is, right, like, it's younger MLB players that are on that team predominantly. Like, they don't have a lot of vets. I mean, Kyle Gibson obviously is, like, their vet. But, like, it's a lot of young kids. So, I mean, when you're looking at it, you're just thinking of a beer funnel. And, like, I personally think it's hilarious. So, like, good for them. I mean, obviously, you're seeing a bunch of different stuff. Like, you see the Samurai Mask for Los Angeles Angels when they get their home run. Jays retired the jacket, obviously. But, like, I mean, there's just tons of different celebrations this year. Obviously, I think it's good for baseball. I mean, some people can rub it the wrong way and everything like that, like the traditionalists, I'm saying. But still, I think it's a good part of the game.
So huge for baseball. So huge for baseball. So, and Dirtbags, that's just one component of what the Baltimore Orioles are doing right now. They get singles or doubles or triples or whatever. They're also doing the sprinkler and that. But it was hilarious to watch it because what happens is the guy that hit the ball, he ends up doing the sprinkler. And all the guys on the bench, they've got their mouths full of water or whatever. So they're spitting it out just like a sprinkler every time he does the motion.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Like, come on. How can you not love that stuff, man?
Yeah.
And we've been talking about it forever, right? We've been talking about baseball needing stuff like that, allowing the players to have the freedom to enjoy this 162-game season to the best of their ability, keep it real that it is a game at the end of the day, right? Even though it's a business and we know they get paid, it's a game. And that's what we want to see as fans, right? The game.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, and so far to this point, you're seeing Baltimore Orioles fans actually showing up to the stadium again. Like, that's the biggest thing, is they need the fans in there to keep that team in Baltimore, right? And, like, it's a good, young, exciting team, so I don't know why the fans wouldn't go out and support it. But, I mean, like, end of the day, I get people have stuff going on in their lives and everything like that, and I know tickets are super expensive now. But still, like, man, there's very few feelings like going to a baseball game. And you can't not get excited when you're seeing stuff like that. And especially the way the Orioles have started out the year. I mean, we all talked about it. Adley Rutschman, his first full year in the major leagues, obviously. He's already looking like a dude. Ryan Mountcastle, obviously off to a great start. Austin Hayes, it seems like he's finally, like, really, really putting it together. I mean, obviously, the past couple of years, it seemed like he's starting to become that player that kind of everybody in the Baltimore system thought that he would become. But now, so far, to start out the year, you're like, okay, yeah, this dude's a baller.
You talked about Adley Rutschman. Oh, my God. that guy is legit. Holy moly. How much fun are you having if you're that guy right now? Like, that's, again, you hate to put labels on people and stuff like that, but that's Buster Posey almost coming on. Hey, he doesn't have three World Series in 5 years. I get that. But boy, it's looking good. He hits, he plays defense. He's a leader.
I'll compare
older generation listening. I mean, Johnny Bench comparisons, right? Like, it has to be there for
you. I'll compare him to Joe Mauer until he wins a World Series. That's where I'll go. That's where I'll go with it. Young Joe Mauer, back when he was a catcher, man, he was one of the best catchers out there. Obviously never got the World Series. Those other guys, Posey, Johnny, like, they got the World Series. You can't put them in that stratosphere yet.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. That's a good call right there. That's why we're here, Dirtbags. Debate it. Again, send in your questions, send in your comments, send in your thoughts for sure. So let's keep rolling, Nolly. We're going out west. Mr. Two-Way just sets an Angels record last night. 10th straight start of two or fewer runs, passes Nolan Ryan. Hey, wasn't the greatest outing against the Washington Nationals. Had, what, 5 walks, I think it was, 6 strikeouts. So, you know, his walks are up there. But where does it stop with this guy? Like, okay, we've already answered that in past episodes. We don't know where it's going to stop. Nobody wants it to stop, right? But does it put even more pressure on the, if you're an Angels fan, on, you know what, we've got to start winning. We've got to win. We've got to keep this guy. Is it adding more pressure to
100%.
The free agent here?
100%. Because at the end of the day, too, right, Mike Trout, I mean, we've talked about it until we're blue in the face. If Shohei's gone, the Angels have virtually no chance of making the playoffs. Mike Trout, he's entering his, what, year 32? He's 32. He's going to be 32 in August. But it's like, man, Mike Trout's getting longer in the tooth. He just played in the World Baseball Classic. He basically said, hey, man, this is what playoff baseball feels like. Like, I want to experience that again. Like, you can't have one without the other. Shohei's a unicorn. The best part about it is Nolan Ryan had 2 records broken in what, the span of 2 days? Between Andrew Heaney striking out 9 straight for the Texas Rangers, obviously breaking Nolan Ryan's record there. And then, yeah, you get Mr. Shohei Ohtani, obviously, throwing those gems of games that he's been having basically since last All-Star break. And you're like, yeah, like, end of the day, man, the Angels need to make the playoffs. Otherwise, yeah, Shohei's gone. Trout very easily could say, hey, the writing's on the wall here, boys. I'm gone, too. So,
yeah, 100%.
This is their make or break year.
Hey, we get it, Angels fans. It's a dual-edged sword, man. You're loving it and you're fearing it all in one. So, hey, I for me personally, I hope it comes together. You know I'm an Angels. I love it. I want to see it for sure. So, fingers crossed, they can put it together and get rolling and go ahead and get in the playoffs this year for sure. So, Nolly, sliding on over to your cards, Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker makes the team. Holy cow. Not only is he making the team, but he's right there on setting some historic streaks, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, right now, I mean, by the time of the episode, they're in the 7th inning of the Cardinals game. He's 0-3 so far today. So there's a possibility that streak might come to an end. But, I mean, for a kid that's 20 years old, 11 straight games to start out your career with a hit, and the guy that has the record did it, what, in 1918 or something like that? Sometime during World War One, anyways, I know that. But it's just like, man, like, he passes Teddy Ballgame. Like, Teddy Williams, man. Like, that's historic company all on its own. And it's not even like the fact that he's going up there and having bad at-bats and ending up with hits. Like, he is squaring up balls every single freaking time, man. It is impressive watching that kid for a 20-year-old doing what he's doing for the Cardinals, man. Yeah, there's a reason why he's an everyday player.
Without a question, you know, it's exciting because, you know, they've been struggling a little bit, right? Not so much offensively, but definitely other staff hasn't come around and put the pieces together. And it's going to be a work all season long, I think, for that pitching staff in St. Louis or whatever. So that's great for that young kid, man. That's got to help him just settle in and just keep doing what you're doing, man, because it's fun to watch. And like you said, I mean, obviously it's easy to see the size of him, the power of him, and the expectations, but it's one thing to have expectations, as we know. It's another thing to go out there and do it, and do it as a 20-year-old for sure. So the last thing I want to comment on in this segment, Nolan, it's not a question. It's just a shout out to Mr. Andrew McCutchen. That was so much fun to watch the homecoming to the Pittsburgh Pirates, that opening day for him. And you know what? Lucas Giolito for the White Sox, you know what? Did the right thing. He honored him, let him have his moment. The umpires, everybody. It was just so great to see it. But just the way he spoke about it afterwards and the love for the city. And I honestly did, I can admit it, I didn't realize he made Pittsburgh his home.
Yep.
With his family. And yep. That's how much it meant. So that wasn't just a guy talking, meaning Andrew McCutchen talking about, you know, the old proverbial, you know, oh, it's great to be back home type of stuff. He's literally home. He lives there. So when he's home, he is home. For me, it was just, it was a great moment because I really love the player as a player. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I kind of expected Andrew McCutchen's mom to go out there and sing the national anthem because I know that she did that in his last game prior to leaving Pittsburgh originally. But either way, yeah, you're looking at it and you're like, man, like Andrew McCutchen going back to Pittsburgh obviously has the same feels as Albert Pujols coming back after all these years to St. Louis last year, right? Like he's just a legend there in Pittsburgh. Obviously he'll have his number 22 retired by the Pirates. He's a guy that did everything the right way. Like there's not a bad thing you can say about Andrew McCutchen, man. He's just a true professional through and through. That's the way it should be. When a player like that comes back to your team, like you should give him that standing ovation that he deserves. I mean, you saw Sergio Romo there before the year started, right? He does his one-day retirement, like sign with the team, gets pulled by Hunter Pence, and obviously Hunter Pence gets the crowd all fired up. Like stuff like that, man, you just love to see it as a baseball purist, right? Because you're like, this is the way it should be. Now, I don't know if this is going to be Kutch's final year or not, because the start that he's had has been pretty impressive too. But end of the day, if it is his final run there, like go out on top, man.
Hey, won an MVP with him one time ago or whatever. And I don't expect him to win an MVP with him, but 10 for 28, 4 runs, home run, 3 ribs, 2 steals, 357, 1036. Hey, getting it done. Just being a leader, right, at a time when Pittsburgh needs a leader. And you're seeing the results, right? Again, we're talking 2 weeks in or whatever or not. But they're right there. They're doing the little things right that they need to be doing. And let's be honest, the character of that guy, you have to expect there's going to be a front office job with the Pirates when it's all said and done.
Oh, some team has to sign him to be in some sort of front office role. Like, that guy can bring so much knowledge to the game, man. You're nuts if you don't want to try and hire a guy like Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've already talked about it in Pittsburgh too, right? It's a no-brainer. To me, it just makes sense, right? That's where the big part of his career is. That's where it's looking like it's ending. It's just an inevitable fit for me. And it should be, because a smart baseball guy, everything else. So, Dirtbags, again, thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, time for the final five.
We don't really talk about this too much. The first pitches that happened before the game. Travis Kelce, what were you doing, man? Cleveland Guardians, their opening day, right? He goes out. He's a Cleveland boy. Trying to get all the fans fired up and everything like that. Like, he's doing basically what Travis Kelce always does on a football field, right? Playing up the whole thing, man. He's looking big and everything. Tries to throw the first pitch, and it looked like he was playing tight end, trying to score a touchdown again. Spiking that ball, what, 30 feet, 35 feet? Thought that he could throw a first pitch heater, and yeah, he just literally spiked it. Almost hits Shane Bieber in the face. Thank goodness Shane Bieber bails out. Because, yeah, like, that was horrible, horrible first pitch. And it's funny watching athletes and celebrities try and do the first pitch, because usually it's bad. But, like, even the way that Travis Kelce walked out there, man, I thought that he was going to pump 195 down the middle of the plate. And then he does that. It's like, wow.
Yeah, man. He tried to rev it up, man. He didn't hold back. He let her go, man. There was no aim in the ball. He was just firing, man, a missile. So I love the big love hug to Bieber afterwards once he realized, oh, my God, I almost hit Shane Bieber in the face. Typical Travis Kelce, though, man. That's awesome, man. That is awesome. So, thanks. Unfortunately, like always, it just seems to go so fast, and there's always so much to talk about or whatever and that. We know we don't get through everything, so that's why we love it when you write in afterwards, comment afterwards, discuss it with us. Send them into our Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We love dialoguing with you. We appreciate it. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, listening to us, being a part of the Dirtbag Nation, we love it. We live it. We breathe it. We're in this with you, man. You know we're baseball lovers at the end of the day, and that's what it's all about. So I'm so excited. Nolan's so excited that the season has got such a great start and exciting, and you're seeing some things that you didn't expect to be in there playing some good baseball, everything else. There's just been a little bit of everything for me. So from the exciting young teams to the older teams that, you know, are doing what they should be doing and just settle in – buckle up, continue to enjoy the ride. And if you are out there playing, we wish you the best of luck. Be that dirtbag on the field, off the field, day to day, every day, whether you're a player, a parent, or a coach. So it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.